What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash Exploring the Blockchain. Quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting is a top Bitcoin and crypto betting site that allows you to place bets in casino games, sports books, racing, gaming, you name it. It's your money. You should be able to.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have fun with it too, outside of traditional investing. So check out all the action at nitrobetting.eu. All links are in the description below. Enjoy the episode, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash Exploring the Blockchain, episode 361 today with Nick Sharingard. Hopefully I said it correctly. Did my best. He is the CEO for Boosty Venture Studio. He's going to be talking today about what they are doing within the Web3 space in terms of helping companies and startups with their engineering, design, service demand and needs. They do a lot for these different projects, these different startups, and want to kind of highlight what they're doing in particular to help them grow. So Nick, welcome to the show. Super happy to have you here, man. How you doing?
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. As I said, a lot of calls, but I'm ready to rock.
Awesome. Let's get started with yourself. I'm sure people are going to be very curious as to what you do in particular in your past. You know, what's your history, what's your story, you know, who is Nick?
Yeah, so I will try to make it short. So I have a media background, so I'm actually a professional journalist. I have a master's of journalism, and I came into Web3 space as a journalist. So back in 2016, when I was entering the space, when my friend told me, you know, there are some magic machines that are printing money basically in your backyard. And I was like curious, what are these machines? How do they work? And he meant money machines, of course. And that was the point of time when I started researching the topic. And at that time, I lost my job within the previous media website. And the topic seemed to me very compelling, very interesting, and I decided to look for, you know, for a regular job as a news editor, the thing that I done before, and I found one. So it was called 4clock.com, and that was the company I was working for the 5 years since then. So it was one of the biggest crypto media in Eastern Europe, in Russian and then Ukrainian languages as well. And I joined as a news editor and went all the way up to editor-in-chief. So I left this company in 2022, and back then, so almost 1 year ago, it was still the biggest. It was the biggest crypto media in the space in Eastern Europe. So huge gap between our closest competitors, like over 1 million monthly readers, a lot of tier one guests as for interviews, podcasts, YouTube, like classical media website. All the social medias, we have built a really huge media. So that's where I built my Web3 career, where I started it. And then I went for Boosty Venture Studio, and probably we are going to talk about it further.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to lead into that as well. What is Boosty Venture Studio? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so Boost Venture Studio is a venture builder, and venture builders and studios are a very special type of venture capital business. It's the type of venture capital business where you do not invest in existing companies, but rather create your own. So you can think of it as a factory for startups. You can think of it as an institutional co-founder. So in each startup that we create, we become a co-founder, but we also invite different people, different entrepreneurs from the outside to join us on each project to lead them as CEOs and CTOs, because studio is always on the passenger seat. You can think of Venture Studio also as an aggregator of resources, because when you invite a co-founder to the CEO position to lead this project, you as an institutional co-founder, you bring some resources to the table. And in our case, it's development teams, because we have a big software development company, which I will talk about later. We provide a pre-seed funding, but there is no such thing as a round. So it's not correct to say that there was a pre-seed round. We just provide a ticket, which can be a pre-seed. So it's classical pre-seed ticket, like 200K, 300K, depends on a project. We also provide a back office. So all the boring stuff that founders are not happy about. So it's a legal, accounting, HR. So if you need to hire someone for this project, or you need to set up a company to get a license, and you don't want to dive deep into these things because they take an energy away from you and you can't build an experience for users actually. So we have a back office. We also have a network of connections from ranging from VCs to media to like whatever. So if the project needs someone, we can find it and we can connect them. And also we have it's an abstract thing, if I say knowledge and experience, but all of our board members and co-founders of the studio itself are very experienced people in the industry and beyond. So I will elaborate on that also later. These are types of resources we provide. So institutional co-founders / aggregator of resources / what was that?
Very nice. What did some of these projects, these clients, what do they look like? Are they, Web3 native? Are they Web2? What do they generally comprise of?
We are focused on I don't really like the Web3 term. So we are focused on a cryptocurrency industry, but with a special focus on Bitcoin only projects. So we have some Bitcoin focused, Bitcoin only, it depends. Mm-hmm. So we are not maxis, and we are trying to, to find a balance between contributing to Bitcoin build on other chains if it makes sense, or probably bring some logic from DeFi to Bitcoin if it's possible. And if you know, there is a rising niche in Bitcoin which is called Bitcoin Fi, Bitcoin DeFi, so DeFi based on Bitcoin, and we are very it looks very promising to us, so we are building stuff there as well. It's not correct to say that these projects are our customers. That's not correct way of perceiving this. We are co-founder of these projects. So venture studios as a concept are very popular in Web2 business and traditional tech. And if you Google about venture studios, it's the most efficient way of building companies from a theory point of view. So they have the highest survival rate in comparison with just startups or VC-backed startups. They move faster from zero to seed, and they move faster from seed to Series A. And like more of them make it to Series A than if you go without Venture Studio. So Venture Studio is as an aggregator of resources and knowledge and methodologies, they increase your survival rate. That's the way you can think of it. So that's the main purpose of doing building companies with Venture Studio rather than on your own, to increase the survival rate, to overcome the death volley as fast as you can, and to avoid those mistakes that could be avoided.
Gotcha. It makes sense. You're essentially doing all this stuff kind of in-house. Like you mentioned earlier, it's kind of like a factory. You're creating and pumping them out yourself rather than bringing them in from the outside in.
Yeah, that's correct. So I can elaborate on those resources that I told before. So our studio is co-founded by three companies. One of them is Boosty Labs. So it's one of the largest software development companies in Web3. So they have like 100 plus developers. They have been to the market for the last 6 years, and they work with a lot of tier one customers. Like they worked with Ledger, they worked with blockchain.com and many more. You can check it out on their website. So, and when it comes to create our own projects, when we decide to go with a project, we already have the development teams that is ready to jump on the wagon, and they know how to do things because they have built like hundreds of projects before for the customers, for the B2B customers of the software development company. Like a second company is Hypera. So it's a private equity Web3 focused fund. They invest in companies with a clear revenue streams, with a clear business model. So probably you know that Web3 protocols and projects, many of them or most of them, they don't have any business model at all. Mm-hmm. So that's another way for Hypera. They are looking for companies that know how to make money and know how to build a sustainable business models. For example, like a software development company. So you just basically provide developer services, and that's the model from the Web2 that you replicate in Web3 easily. On wraps, exchanges, whatever. And the third company is Adventure Labs. So it's but we are all from Ukraine. Let's start from that. So, and the third company is Adventure Labs. So this is a VC fund, which is focused on Web2, and they invest basically in AI things, but they have a lot of experience within the VC landscape, and they provide like a huge benefits and advantages to our studios and to founders inside the studio.
Got it. What do I'd say some of these projects look like in particular that you're working on? I want to get like a full breadth of an understanding, like what kinds of things have you guys produced so far? What maybe are you working on at the moment or most proud of or that's exciting?
Yeah, so right now I'm a t-shirt of Strum Network. Mm-hmm. That's our first startup that recently announced a seed. They oversubscribed seed for 3.5 million that mm-hmm. they raised for liquid Bitcoin staking, basically. So in our studio, we are very focused on Bitcoin, as I said, and Lightning Network is a big thing in our opinion. Strum is building liquid staking for Bitcoin using the Lightning Network. And big names really believed in this concept, and I'm really proud to support the team. So to give you a perception of what is Bitcoin liquid staking, because there is a proof of work algorithm, consensus algorithm in Bitcoin, so there is no such thing as staking as you can find in any post network like Ethereum. So Lightning Network is a network of payment channels. And if I have a channel with you and you have a channel with, say, a Mike, and I would like to send a payment to Mike, and I don't have a direct channel with Mike, you will be our routing node, like an intermediary bank. And you will take a small cut from this payment if I would like to transact with Mike. So this intermediary bank has to have enough liquidity, and you can think of it as a TVL from DeFi protocol. And if you distribute this liquidity in the right way, and if you have a great peers and you have a great coverage of the network, you will have a lot of payments going through your node and you can generate APR. So if you think of this routing node from a DeFi perspective and with DeFi terms, it has total value locked as liquidity and it has APR. So basically you can stake your Bitcoin in routing node to generate some yield. And so there are a few ways of doing that. You can set up your own routing node and do it yourself, but it requires for you from you to understand what is Lightning Network, how does it work. You need to be tech savvy
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
To play with it. And Strum actually simplifies the project, this process. So you can just deposit it into Strum, which is actually not a...
Hey guys, quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting takes your desire for anonymity seriously and allows you to play without the need to worry about identity checks and personal information. It's a betting site, not an investment site, so you should be able to just have fun. As a top trusted Bitcoin betting site, Nitro Betting has truly got your back. Now, back to the episode, guys.
Single custodian. It's a federation, so it's a federated custodian, and it puts your Bitcoin into Lightning Network to generate yield. And there are many of those depositors. So then Strum just redistribute those fees earned among them. But why it's liquid? Everything is very simple. They issue a red Bitcoin on Ethereum so we can play in DeFi and have like a DeFi yield. So because Lightning Network is a low risk passive income if you can think of it in that way. Mm-hmm. And probably you can and probably if you're a DGAN and you have Bitcoin, you would like to play with it on Ethereum for higher yields. And that's why if you look at WBTC, it has a huge adoption in DeFi. And that means that people that hold Bitcoin are going to Ethereum for whatever purpose. And that's bad? No, because the demand is there. So that's, we need just to recognize that and to provide a way for them to benefit the Bitcoin ecosystem by providing liquidity to Lightning Network and play and provide them an opportunity to still be able to play in DeFi. So best of both worlds. That's what Strum is doing. And we are very proud of them, especially after announcing recent round. Should I go through all the companies or you have additional questions probably here? Or
I do have one on Strum. Do you feel that the Lightning Network can be the future of payments for Bitcoin? I know it's something that's debated all the time, but I'm very optimistic about it. And it's been around for quite a while. And it's very effective.
Yeah.
Do you think it can scale?
Yes, it can scale and it scales. So it theoretically it can go as high as 40 million TPS. So if it's the future of payment, so you know I don't like those epic headlines. Like I believe the Lightning Network is the future of everything. So Lightning Network. Gained traction in recent years. So there are a lot of users that use Lightning Network for whatever purpose. There are a lot of custodians like exchanges that already support Lightning Network. So you can move Bitcoins, move value between those custodians and pay like close to nothing. So it's instant, it's cheap, and it doesn't have any token, so there's no such risk as a regulatory risk with a security from a security perspective in the United States, for example. And what I believe in is that Lightning Network will hugely benefit from stablecoins. So there are two protocols that are right now developed by different teams. One of them is RGB, and another one is Tethered Assets, developed by Lightning Labs. Those protocols will allow you to issue assets on top of Bitcoin, and the most most long-awaited asset is stablecoin, like USDT or USDC, and they will be Lightning compatible. And basically, in that moment, Lightning Network will be a competitor to Tron blockchain. And I believe that leveraging the Bitcoin brand and network effect, and given that Tron has a vast regulatory risk with regard to the token TRX, and given that Justin Sun is a contentious personality, mm-hmm. Lightning Network can leverage all of that to be an effective competitor into the stablecoin market. And that's what I pay attention to. Yeah.
Interesting. What about some of the other projects? I know you mentioned Stroom. What else are you guys working on?
Yeah, so the second project is called Kaminari. Kaminari is actually lightning in Japanese, so it's not a rocket science.
Oh, cool.
We figure out while working with Lightning Stack that it's not easy to set up your own infrastructure, as I said, even for businesses, for companies that transact with Bitcoin on chain. And Kaminari is actually simplifies all this process and solve the complexities with an API that you can plug in into your infrastructure and be able to send and receive Lightning payments out of the box. And you don't need to think about liquidity distribution, and you don't need to lock your operational liquidity in Lightning Network, because the architecture of Lightning Network works like, if you would like to receive something over the Lightning Network, you need to have something. So it's called inbound liquidity. And if you, to put it simply, if you would like to receive 3 Bitcoins, you need to have 3 Bitcoins. And that requires from businesses to lock operational liquidity to be able to receive something. And we understand that this is a pain in the ass, let's put it like that. Mm-hmm. And Kaminari is is just a stripe for Lightning Network. You just take our API, spend 1-2 weeks, and you have all of these payments out of the box. That's what we do. It's a classical infrastructure company, like a Web2 SaaS.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Is that something that you guys have rolled out already that's available, or are you still building it?
Yeah, that's correct. We rolled out, the product is ready, and we are in negotiations with a few big customers, and recently we signed a deal, but I can't disclose it at the time. Mm-hmm. So to give you a perspective of why it's really a huge deal with Lightning Network, I do not pretend to be a genius. So you can look at another company, which is called Lightspark, which is led by David Marcus, the very famous guy from Facebook and PayPal. And he is doing like exactly the same thing. So Lightspark is an infrastructure company, infrastructure Lightning provider. They provide Lightning Network infrastructure, and they raised $175 million pre-product, according to Bloomberg sources. Mm-hmm. But they never refuted that. Probably it's close to reality. And if people like David Marcus are working on Lightning Network specifically, you understand that this is something that's worth paying attention to. So if you do not believe me, you can ask David Marcus why he chose Lightning Network to work with.
Got it. Other than Stroom and Kaminari, what else are you guys working on at the moment? What's next for you guys, I guess, is maybe a better question.
Yes. Yeah, so, as I said, we are not maxis. So we are right now, we are exploring products on top of Ethereum as well. We are we are very deep into liquid staking and DeFi, LST based DeFi. So it's when LST derivatives are involved in DeFi applications. That's something that we are interested in and we are exploring it right now. And we are still focused on Lightning Network, and we have a few good concepts in our backlog. And we believe that we are going to launch two more companies this year. And I would like to take this opportunity, Brandon, right now, because I have a pain, and I would like to tell you about that. So
yeah,
it's very hard for me to find a founder. So as I said, our venture studio is always on a passenger seat. You can expect from us all resources that I listed about, and any type of help that you need to build a successful company. But I'm looking for entrepreneurs, for talented, executives probably that can take something from scratch to from zero to one, right? So to build something, so they need to be responsible. They need to know how to solve problems, not to bring them. So people that worked with products before, something like that. So it's very hard to find serious, responsible, and reasonable people right now. I don't know why so. It's just not a lot of them out there. So if your listeners if there is anyone listening right now to me and you feel like it's something that you're looking for, please contact me, because I look for such people every day, every minute.
Yeah. Are you looking primarily for your stereotypical all-in-one packaged founder? Are you looking for potential CEOs, CMOs, CTOs? Like, what kind of skill sets do you hope that they would have?
It can be and CEOs and CTOs. And so I listed it. So just a responsible, reasonable person, and then we will take it from there.
Very cool. What avenue is in place for them to reach out or maybe get in contact if there's a project or they want to chat with you guys at Boosty Venture Studio about this? Should they go to the website, or where would you direct them?
Yes. Yeah, so they can go directly to my Twitter. DMs are open, and I will happily jump on a call. If they have their own ideas and these ideas is somehow are tied to Lightning Network or Bitcoin Fi or LSDFi and Ethereum, that's great. We are ready to explore those ideas as well. So we have our own ideas, and that's the main way of how we are building companies, because we have our analytical department that's constantly are working on different concepts. We are open to any opportunities.
Awesome. What if people want to keep up with the projects with Stroom, Kaminari, everything else that you guys pump out? Are they on social media, or where's the best place to
Twitter. It's always Twitter. That's where Web3 and the Bitcoin lives. So
awesome. And what about you? LinkedIn or Twitter as well?
LinkedIn plus Twitter. That's great.
Awesome. Cool. Nick, thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. Really do appreciate it. It's awesome what you guys are doing. I had never really heard of a venture studio before in this kind of capacity. So it's cool that you, crank out these projects, in-house, like a factory in a sort, and that you guys are building such cool, unique stuff, especially around the Lightning Network. I know you guys aren't Bitcoin maxis, but I really do like a lot of those innovations. So props to you guys, and wishing you all the best with all this.
Thank you very much for having me, and looking for potential founders.
Yep. If you guys are a founder out there, get in contact with Nick, check out all their projects, check out Boosty Venture Studio, and get in contact. Nick, we'll talk soon, man. Take care. Final message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting gives you so many options to bet, wager, play with a deep sports book from NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, MMA, to motorsports, poker, blackjack, esports, Rocket League, Call of Duty, you name it. There's plenty of diversity and choice. So go to nitrobetting.eu to experience everything they have to offer. All links are in the description for the episode, and see you guys on the next one.